USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black Friday with a much different feel during the pandemic. Some stores did see long lines of people waiting to get in for those deals. The customers were wearing masks and socially distancing, but other stores doing things completely different.
We've already started having people arrive. Usually there's a line and there's people, it's packed by now, but right in this year we're doing appointments this morning and online shopping with the same discount. So pivoted a little bit this year, or a lot.
Owner of the Red Barn Mercantile in Alexandria, Virginia, Amy Rutherford, speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Online sales did top $5 billion on Thanksgiving, according to Adobe Analytics. That's a jump of nearly 22% over the last year. The company tracks data on transactions from 80 of the top 100 online retailers. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. A media watchdog organization claims if voters were aware of stories that were ignored by the media, President Trump would have won re-election. It cites the president's Mideast peace deal and 33.1% economic growth since June as examples of stories ignored by the media. The survey found that 17% of people who cast ballots for Biden would have changed their vote if they had been aware of one or more of these important stories. That's according to the Media Research Center. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In an address many people missed on Turkey Day, President Trump talks coronavirus vaccine.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, President Trump addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying that the first shipments of a coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We're rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after, and it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So it's some people have called it a medical, really a miracle. Could have taken 4 or 5 years to do this. Normally it probably would have taken 4 or 5 years just getting it through the FDA. We pushed it very hard.
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the FDA last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An affidavit filed by Republicans in Nevada, citing a data scientist, shows an allegedly inexplicable jump in voter registrations in the state. The scientist, Dorothy Morgan, referenced in the affidavit, said she spotted a historically strange increase in voter registrations, missing the sex and age of the voter, as well as registrations where casinos and RV parks are provided as their home mailing addresses. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.